It's all gone wrong. It's all gone wrong. All gone wrong. It's all gone wrong.
Hello, this is Andrew Fellows, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right. In the words of Fred Durst, all right. I promise there won't be any Limp Bizkit this hour, thank God. But there will be a lot of other 90s music, including what you just heard from Sonic Youth, that was Incinerate from Rather Ripped. Actually, I lied, that's from 2006. But Sonic Youth is very associated with the 90s and that sort of thing. You'll be hearing some alternative, some emo, some post-hardcore, some post-punk, all of that good stuff here this hour on Andromeda. Sadly, no special features yet, but we will have that coming. That is in the works soon with some fun choral groups that may be joining along with this segment of the day. But from here on out, it'll just be you, me, and Sunny Day Real Estate with In Circles here on 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
Well, it seems like every time I try to do a 90s playlist, it always ends up being music that's not from the 90s, but just gives me a similar vibe. But either way, good stuff. That was Floral, a California band with Aquarius Theater off of their first EP from 2014. Before that, we heard something from this year, Dogleg with Kawasaki Backflip from Melee. And the first one we heard was, of course, In Circles by Sunny Day Real Estate, an actual 90s emo band from Diary. So that's sort of the range of what we're going to be hearing this hour. Got some more of that kind of thing coming up for you. We might get a little bit more mellow as the hour goes on, or maybe not. We'll see. But should I do the PSA now? Let's do the PSA now. Why not? Let's do one of my favorites here. This is my favorite part of the hour. The PSA reading. Excuse me. This is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very, very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. What is it? It's a ladder. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. That was a good line. Whoever came up with that, good job. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, wasn't that wonderful? Well, now none of you have any excuse for messing around with ladders. All right, well, let's get back to the music, shall we? I'm sure you didn't enjoy that. This will be Stay Inside, a band whose name is very applicable to these current times. Another somewhat emo type band. And this is Ivy from their recent album Viewing here on WMFO.
Saturate the holes in my memory and fade away. Maybe you're dehydrated. Now you grow. to leak battery acid through your temporal glands. And forget it happened.
Oh,
Well then, we heard four songs just now. That was Radio from Christy Front Drives from their album Stereo from 1997. Before that, we heard the legendary Minneapolis post-punk band Husker Du. Still not sure if I pronounced that with the accents or not, but very fun band with Pink Turns to Blue from Zen Arcade, 1984, an oldie. And then before that was Spit Fountain from Philadelphia band Algernon Cadwallader off of their self-titled comeback album in 2018. And then starting off that set was Ivy from underground band Stay Inside off of their 2020 album Viewing. All right then. What shall we do next? Should we do some more post-punk, some more post-hardcore? I promise it won't get too crazy. Sometimes this stuff really gets zany, but there's a Dismemberment Plan song in here that gets a little bit strange, but I think you'll find it very entertaining. But for now, we'll start with a band called Rites of Spring from their self-titled album, For Want Of, here on WMFO.
Splinters on the ground, and then I and a bottle of bubbly. Yeah. Here's to another goddamn new year. And outside, 2 million drunk Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, orange with celebration. No wonder if you're out there. Take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "I'll find mom! Washington! I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
That was fun, wasn't it? That was The Ice of Boston from The Dismemberment Plan. Always wanted to play that song on this show. Just kind of gets me in the spirit for winter in the Boston area. And very, very strange song, I guess you could say. But hopefully I don't get into that place mentally come January 1st in Boston. Well, I guess I won't be here, but come December, at least. Let's hope I don't get into that state of mind mentally. Always fun to hear The Dismemberment Plan. on a Sunday afternoon. And before that was Texas Is the Reason. The reason for what, we don't know, but that is the name of the band. Their song Johnny on the Spot from Do You Know Who You Are from 1996. Oh, and by the way, that Dismemberment Plan song is from 1998. And at the top of the set was the 80s hardcore band Rites of Spring with For Want Of. All right, then. Well, after getting that Dismemberment Plan song out of the way, I think we'll slide into some more mellow territory, a little bit more of the pleasant-sounding side of the 90s and now, and whatever you may call it. I think we'll hear some shoegaze, a little bit of pop, so stay tuned for that. It only gets better from here on Andromeda at WMFO.
Bye.
Well then, wasn't that lovely? That was English dream pop band Ride with Future Love off of This Is Not a Safe Place. And preceding that was Artificial Light from Rainer Maria, from A Better Version of Me from way back in 2001. Alright, well, we have a little bit left. A little bit of time left. So, I was thinking I'm going to try out a new segment of this show. Possibly a poem of the week. It's an idea that just hit me a few minutes ago, and I think I'll try it out, given that we have about 3 minutes left in the show before I hang up the old headphones. So, you may or may not have heard that recently a Cambridge-based poet named Louise Gluck won the Nobel Prize for Literature. I believe it was for literature. Either literature or poetry, I'm not exactly sure how Nobel Prizes work. But regardless, I was reading through this poem, and it's quite nice. This is called The Past. Small light in the sky appearing suddenly between two pine boughs, their fine needles, now etched onto the radiant surface, and above this, high, feathery heaven. Smell the air. That is the smell of the white pine, most intense when the wind blows through it, and the sound it makes equally strange, like the sound of a wind in a movie. Shadows moving. The ropes making the sound they make. What you hear now will be the sound of the nightingale, cordata. The male bird courting the female. The ropes shift. The hammock sways in the wind, tied firmly between two pine trees. Smell the air. That is the smell of the white pine. It is my mother's voice you hear, or is it only the sound the trees make when the air passes through them? Because what sound would it make passing through nothing? Well, that's quite delightful. That was Louise Gluck. Nobel Prize winner, very talented poet. Definitely check out her other work. Well, that about does it for this show. Let me know if you enjoyed the Poem of the Week segment. I might keep it as a permanent fixture of this program in case I run out of time, or even if I don't run out of time, maybe I'll just try to work it in. But it is 4:56 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And let's hear a little bit of Aphex Twin. Change things up a little bit to close out the hour. This is Flim from Come to Daddy. And with that, I will see you next week. You will hear me next week. Peace.